What is up, peeps? Welcome to Blister 57 Podcast with Blister 57 and Brad. Why don't you check out Blister 57's blog at blister57.com? Have I said Blister 57 enough times? Yes, I have. What is up, peeps? Welcome to Blister 57 Podcast with Blister 57 and Brad. Why don't you check out Blister 57's blog at blister57.com? Have I said Blister 57?
All right, welcome to the Blister 57 Podcast, episode 10. On Skype, we have Bryce from Bills57.com. How you going, mate?
Hey, good.
That's the way, mate. On the show, we're talking about a couple of Xbox 360 games, the future of the new iPhone 4th generation, and what else? What else are we going to talk about? That's about it, really. And also some guests coming up on the show probably in the next few weeks, but we'll get on to that. What sort of game did you get the other day, mate? When for the Xbox 360?
I actually got some for the PS3 because...
Oh, PS3, okay.
The fanboys were talking about it, so I thought I might as well give it a fair try. I've only really played Rainbow Six, Vegas 2, but that was actually lagging on the PS3.
Okay.
It's pretty sad, but it's a good game, though.
Okay.
And I think JB Hi-Fi has a sale for it for, like... $20 or $30 or something.
Yeah, that's all right.
So that's all right. But, it's a good game.
All right, cool, man. And what are the other games you got as well?
It's Resistance 2 and Metal Gear 4 Solid or something.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff. All right. And you haven't played them yet?
No, I haven't played the other two. No.
All right, we'll talk about them next week on the show. Now, have you heard much rumors about this iPhone 4th generation at all?
Yeah, I've heard a lot about it. I haven't seen any actual prototype photos of it. But yeah, they think that it's going to have a dual core processor in it.
Okay.
Well. And they reckon, because there's been leaks of Apple's firmware and that having identification numbers on the iPhone that's like 3-1, which means, you know, it's a new iPhone or whatever.
Yep.
So they're saying that Apple started field testing it and whatever else. But the next iPhone should be good. But I'm looking forward to it. But after the 3GS, like the 3G to the 3GS wasn't that big. Hopefully this... from the 3GS to the 4G will be big.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I think it might be pretty big because I'm just looking at a couple of fake photos, and I'm not sure if they're real or not, but there's some photos of it. On the screen, there's some sort of camera on there on the front. I think that's to be video calling.
Yeah, that was the rumor of the 3GS. They thought it's going to have a camera on the front.
Yep. And also, are you looking at these photos that link I gave you just before?
Yeah.
Is that actually cover or is that design of the phone? Is that actually white sort of around the phone? Is that some sort of design of it?
that's just a fake, concept that somebody made in Photoshop, but it looks pretty cool, but no, that would be the actual color of the phone, the white around it.
Okay. All right, and what do you want to see in the next iPhone yourself? If you had a chance to design it, what would your design be?
I'd probably get rid of the plastic back.
Yep.
And return it back to its first gen metal back.
Yep.
Because the metal back will make it aluminum or just metal in general on the back because. Mm. Which I know isn't possible because of the 3G radio and it gets interfered and all the rest of that.
Mm.
And you lose reception, but the metal back was great because it didn't scratch all the time whenever you put it down.
Okay.
So it was pretty nice.
All right. Okay, cool. Now, also I just want to mention now, I did this last night on Twitter. I did a 3G test on my iPhone and someone else did an iPhone test as well. Have you been getting many? Who's your phone with? Is it with Optus or Vodafone or?
Optus.
Okay, Optus. Yeah. Have you been getting many 3G? Like, is your speed pretty quick? Is it when you're browsing the internet on the phone?
Yeah, it's fairly quick.
Okay. Because the guy who did a 3G test, he showed me the test on his phone, he actually got a faster speed than mine.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not really sure why that would be, but maybe...
Yeah, if you're outside or... in general, you're going to have interference. But if you're outside with not much around, you can get a better speed. But it all depends on position because it needs to hook up to the actual network. So it can receive a lot of interference. So.
Oh, okay. Do you browse internet much on your phone at all?
Yeah, but I use Wi-Fi a lot.
Oh, do you, when you're at home or whenever you're just out, or do you use 3G or?
Yeah, when I'm at home, I use Wi-Fi, and then when I'm out, I use 3G.
Oh, okay. Do you use your phone a lot when you're at home, or do you mainly use the computer?
Well, I use the computer a lot, but the phone I actually use a fair bit. I use it like as a bedside type of computer.
Okay,
so when
yeah.
I wake up, I can check emails
yep.
and that.
Yep, true. Yeah. The same thing, really. There's some. The iPhone's a good phone to have. You know, I wouldn't go back to any other phone, really.
Yeah.
Done coming really handy and that sort of thing. And there's some pretty cool apps out there at the moment. There's Ping, and there's one called Foursquare, which I sort of really just don't really use that much, but it's good to
Great apps out there.
Yeah, definitely. For sure. Yeah. What's apparently there was one you were speaking about a while back called AirPoke or something. What's the deal with that one? Is that going to be out soon or?
I'm not actually sure what's going on with that project, but that person, Drakans, is a developer that I used to work with.
Okay.
Pretty much. And he's pretty fucking skilled, so.
All right.
When it does hit the App Store, you're going to want to check that out.
I will, for sure.
AirPoke, which he's saying it's going to be some sort of a social type of thing.
Nice.
So, obviously, when it comes out, it's going to be big. But,
cool, man.
Yeah, so.
AirPoke.
I don't know all the details about it right now because he hasn't released them yet.
Mm.
I don't think he's released them yet, but. He's obviously working hard on it, so it should be good.
All right, good stuff. And what was his name?
Trakanza.
Trakanza, okay, all right. Maybe we can get him on the podcast maybe one day and speak about the application when it comes out.
Yeah.
Or when it's out. So is that going to be some sort of social networking thing, is it?
I believe so, yeah.
All right, cool. Good stuff. What else is there to speak about? So he's speaking about the games, the iPhone, some iPhone stuff. You got any videos coming up soon at all, Bryce? Anytime soon?
Not really. I don't have anything particularly planned, but I might do a new setup video early next year.
All right, cool. Good stuff. Did you see my video on Foxtel?
Yeah, I saw it, yeah. It's good.
Yeah, it was all right. It's all right,
Yeah, no, it's good.
I think I might have left a few things out of it, but I couldn't go for too long because I can't go over 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But, all right. So, do you want to tell the people next week where we might be moving to from Podomatic to,
Yeah, blip.tv.
Yeah, do you want to tell the people about that? What's happening with that? What's happening next week or?
Yeah, you know, obviously. We might be moving to blip.tv because
yep.
Automatic's pretty much full of spammers and that, you know, don't really watch your show, but just spam.
Yeah.
And whatnot. But blip.tv looks like it has a better community and it supports podcasts. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Cool. Sounds good, man. Now, also, I just want to mention, have you used a application called... now, I've just lost the bloody thing. Where is it? My iPhone, I've just lost it. Have you used an application called Dropbox?
No.
Okay. Dropbox is an application for Windows and Mac. You can actually share files back and forth there's an application for the iPhone and for the computer. What it is, you can just, you can drop things into it and you can share it on the iPhone and it's free to sign up. You actually get 1 gig of storage for free. I think 1 gig it is, I think. Something like that anyway, or something like that anyway, something around that anyway. And you can just share files back and forward, so if you're away from the computer you can just click on that and listen to some music.
I don't use any of those services because of my shit upload speed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's unbearable. So, like, a father would be 70 MB would be, like, 2 hours.
Oh, fuck.
So,
God, how can you stand that?
Yeah, can't stand it. But I'm going to be moving to a faster upload speed first week of December, hopefully.
Sweet. So that should be this week.
Yeah, tomorrow. Hopefully. Yeah, hopefully.
All right.
I don't know. It's not 100% confirmed, but I'm praying it's going to be first week of December. So.
Yeah. Yeah, so it should be this week. So tomorrow's the Thursday. Is tomorrow the Thursday? It is. Tomorrow's the Thursday.
Yeah, I think so.
Let me just check that. Tomorrow is the Thursday, I think. Let me just check that. Tomorrow's the Thursday's on Tuesday, so yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, in the first week, hopefully I should be getting it. It's going to be an ADSL line, so it's going to have faster uploads. But, cool. Yeah, it should be good. And then I'll be able to use services. I have a Mobile Me account, obviously, but
okay.
That has 40 gigs on it.
Oh, yeah.
Of upload space, but I've never gotten to use not even a megabyte on it because my upload space is shit.
Well, is Mobile Me good? Is it worth getting? Because I'm looking into that, actually.
Well, I mean, it is good. Can we stop recording just for a second?
I can press pause.
Yeah, but yeah, you can keep
right.
going.
Okay, yeah, all right, back now. So with Mobile Me, how much is it, mate? It's about $100 a year.
Yeah, it's about $100 a year. And then if you want to get an upgraded space to 40 gigs, I think it's something like an extra $70 or something.
All right, good stuff. All right, so Mobile Me, you can actually just share calendar things and that sort of thing and that sort of stuff?
Yeah, it all integrates with Mac and that.
Oh, so it's the Mac. Okay, so I don't have a Mac, so I can't do it.
Yeah, but they have online clients and that you can use. And obviously, it integrates with your iPhone and all the rest of that. But they actually have Windows, or their actual access points to go online on Windows. You can actually get your calendar in that on Windows from a web browser, or you can do it in Linux.
Okay.
So it's pretty good.
All right, cool. I'll keep that in mind. Also, I tried out the new Google OS the other day on my netbook. Can I just say that it's completely shit? I would never go back to it. It's so slow.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I think the reason it's so slow is because it's running through a virtual machine. But once it starts running as a dedicated operating system, it should be pretty good. So
you reckon you'll use that? Because that's all to do with the internet, isn't it? Yeah. If you don't have the internet, you can't use it.
Yeah, but I mean, most people these days really just use the internet, and that's basically it.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean? Like, you can have a desktop that you use your applications on, but in general, any other computer is really just going to be used for internet.
Mm. Yeah, true. Yeah, I don't think I'll be using it. I'm going to stick to Windows 7. Windows 7's worked well for me, so I'm going to stick to that.
Oh, yeah.
And the Google Chrome, or whatever you call it, that's just fucked. I wouldn't go back to it again. Especially on a netbook. It's so slow, man.
Yeah.
So slow. Also, I want to mention, just a music-related sort of thing, Eminem is going to be bringing out another album.
Yeah, Relapse Refill, isn't it?
That's it. That's what it's called, Relapse Refill. And can I just say that's a bloody damn good picture, too. I've actually got that on my MSN.
Yeah.
As a display picture.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Yeah, no, that's going to be pretty good. I can't wait. I'm going to actually get that when it comes out.
It's
going to be pretty good. And, Relapse Refill on the 12th of the 21st of the 12/09.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. Is that going to be, do you know much about, is that going to be like new songs or just songs, like the new songs that you couldn't get on the other Relapse album?
Yeah, well, I think it's going to be new songs in that. It could be the songs you couldn't get on the Relapse album, but
yeah.
I'm guessing they will be good. But I was on the, you know, Before I Self-Destruct by 50 Cent.
Yeah.
It actually turns out that most of the stuff he didn't actually put on it because it got leaked in that.
Oh, really?
Or some of the beats were leaked in that, so that you couldn't use some of them. But apparently, Norman Bates Motel, that was supposed to be one of Eminem's best songs on Relapse, is going to be on his upcoming mixtape, which is going to be out next year or something.
All right, cool.
Or it may be on his next album, which is in a couple of years. I don't know. But Norman Bates Motel is supposed to be one of Eminem's better songs on... was supposed to be one of his better songs on Relapse.
Oh, okay. All right. Did that song didn't get onto the album?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Maybe it will come out soon then. Maybe... should be you're out soon, maybe next year or something. But this Relapse refill should be out. Going to be out on the 21st of December. So I'll check that out on iTunes. So I'm not sure if that's going to be songs that he couldn't get on the album or I don't know. Yeah, I think it might be. I think it might be just songs he couldn't get on there. So I'm not sure what they are, but you know, they're pretty good. What else is there to talk about? That's about it, mate. Episode 10. Do you have a highlight as from 10 up to episode up to now at all?
What's that?
Do you have a highlight from episode 1 up to now? Like a favorite sort of thing that you spoke about? Not really?
Nah, not really.
All right, cool, man. All right, this has been episode 10, and stay tuned for next week. Also, stay tuned for Tech Webcast episode 50. That's going to be happening on Thursday. We got some messages coming in this week for the show, so people can't be on, so they're just going to record some messages for us and we'll play them on the podcast. And also, just for the podcast where we're being moved, can you just give the link out again to the listeners?
What's that?
The new podcast site. What's the link again?
Blip.tv.
Blip.tv. All right. Okay. I'll bookmark that and we'll check that out. All right, it's been episode 10. Thanks for coming on, Bryce, and it's been good, mate.
Yep, no problem.
We'll try and get... We need this intro I'm playing now. We need to... I need to get Dylan to add some music to it because it's a bit plain, isn't it? Do you reckon?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Have I said Blister 57 enough times? Yes, I have. What is up, peeps? Welcome to Blister 57 Podcast with Blister 57 and Brad. Why don't you check out Blister 57's blog at blister57.com? Have I said Blister 57 enough times? Yes, I have.